to WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us on the first day of Mount Rushmore week. Phil's baseball back on WIP tonight and the free Odyssey app. Phil started a three-game series with the Orioles, the disappointing Orioles. Got to keep winning series. You see that the fact that the Mets have been 500 since June 1st, and then you see the Phillies are one game over 500 since June 1st. And then you realize that one of these teams could have had, you could have an eight-game lead in the division if one of these teams had been better over the last couple of months. So it's time for the Phils to start taking advantage of, you know, the Orioles have not been good this year. Win two out of three. You just got two out of, don't ruin the two out of three you got from the Tigers by blowing two out of three to the Orioles. Elliot, you ready for Mount Rushmore week, the second Mount Rushmore?
I just made my list.
Okay, so Mount Rushmore of sandwiches all week, 30 past every hour. We will give you a new Mount Rushmore. We did the Sixers Mount Rushmore at 2:30. The Phillies Mount Rushmore will be tomorrow at 2:30. Here is what I consider the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches. Now, I want to be clear before I get to the list. This is not the Philadelphia sandwich Mount Rushmore. It is the overall sandwich Mount Rushmore.
You have to, yeah, distinguish that.
Yes, it is the national sandwich Mount Rushmore. And what I'm going for is when people think of a sandwich, what are the most iconic sandwiches?
Yeah, so I'll hold it.
Right.
Go ahead.
The first sandwich on the sandwich Mount Rushmore is the peanut butter and jelly.
So happy you put it.
It is the definition of it. It is what a sandwich is. It is peanut butter and jelly.
It's also extremely underrated.
It is. It's always good.
It's an amazing sandwich.
As long as the bread is good, it's hard to have a bad peanut butter and jelly.
Strawberry jelly, the best version of the jelly.
I like strawberry.
Yeah, it's better than grape jelly.
I'm a grape guy, but fine with strawberry.
Do you do crunchy peanut butter?
Yes, always. 100% of the time.
Same.
As a kid, as I got older, I'd rather have a creamy.
Really?
Over the crunchy, yeah.
That's a clip.
I was going to say, Buzz, where are you at with that? Do you toast the bread?
I do not for peanut butter and jelly because it melts the peanut butter.
I've started to toast it and it's pretty good.
Okay.
I need to hear the rest of this list. I'm not sold on peanut butter and jelly.
Of course it's on the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches.
It's like the apple of fruits.
Yeah. All right. The second sandwich on the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches is the grilled cheese sandwich.
Nah.
Okay.
A grilled cheese sandwich, again, everybody grew up, you might have had 4 billion grilled cheeses.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
When I was growing up, they made like the George Foreman grill type thing for grilled cheeses. Mm. Like you would see a thing where you would, a mechanism that just made grilled cheeses that are sealed at the sides. Number two is the grilled cheese sandwich. Mm.
So the issue I have with that is it is dependent, I think, to a certain degree on tomato soup.
I don't like tomato soup. I'm not
but
a
you
grilled
have,
cheese and
that
tomato
sandwich
soup
is known for being with a soup, whereas I think other sandwiches are dependent on, can be on their own.
The third sandwich.
Both.
What?
This Mount Rushmore better get better, man.
Well, dude.
Two sandwiches. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly and grilled cheese.
They are iconic sandwiches.
You got to put peanut butter and jelly. Grilled cheese, I don't think you have to put on.
The third sandwich on the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches is the club sandwich. It is offered at every restaurant, and when a good, now, there are bad club sandwiches, you know, like the thing where there's not enough turkey on it, there's not enough bacon on it, or there's too much bread, they put like 4 things of bread rather than 3, but a well-made, now, I know I don't eat it anymore, but I did spend many, many years eating club sandwiches. A club sandwich is a staple. A club sandwich, the third sandwich on the Mount Rushmore sandwich.
Turkey, bacon, lettuce, and tomato?
Yes, and mayo if you want it.
Nobody eats mayo.
Well, a lot of people eat mayo.
Yeah,
I definitely get mayo. Every hoagie I get has mayo.
I was not a mayo guy, but
put on my cheese stick, too.
Ugh.
Oh, it's so good. Salt, pepper, ketchup, mayo.
Wait, you put mayo on an Italian hoagie?
Of course.
Oh, no.
There's not many sandwiches I eat without mayo. I mean, obviously peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, I was going to say peanut butter and jelly better
be grilled cheese, those two.
I just think the club is pretty inconsistent. I think if you, like, there's a lot of really bad, if I order a club, it's only good at like half the places.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Don't disagree. And because the danger with the club is if there's not enough turkey on there, you have too much bread in the club, and then you're eating a bread and lettuce sandwich.
Also, lettuce is not good on sandwiches, and it's very dependent on lettuce. I'm not a lettuce guy.
I don't have to have lettuce, but I think if the lettuce is crisp and it does.
And there's
add
the right amount of it.
Yeah, but most clubs have like iceberg lettuce. It looks gross.
Lettuce is the best.
No, thank you.
And the fourth on the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches is a hot dog.
Nah, I knew you were going to do
this. Dude, I knew you were going to do this.
It is.
It's just not a sandwich.
This whole damn Mount, this whole list of sandwiches is pooey.
Name me something more iconic than a hot dog, than a bun with the hot dog
in there.
It's
not a sandwich.
It is a sandwich.
It's just not a sandwich.
It's not a sandwich.
Of course it's a sandwich. Here's why it's a sandwich, and this is all I need to do, is if you take the hot dog out, which is just meat in the middle of the bun, and you put turkey and cheese in there, is that a sandwich?
Yes.
No. What do you mean?
Turkey and cheese. Now, it's gross on a hot dog roll.
Inside a bun?
But it is a sandwich.
Of course it's a sandwich. No. So you're just taking out one meat and putting a different meat.
Yeah, but it's just common sense. A hot dog is its own thing. You don't see it under sandwiches on a menu. It's not like...
Well, don't tempt me, because there are plenty of restaurants that have hot dogs under the sandwich in the menu. The issue...
I don't know if that's true. You're just saying it. Like you have all these menus piled up. Don't tempt me.
No, the truth is...
I'm not just going to concede point. I don't think that's correct.
Think about a real menu. Where else is the hot dog going? It's not going...
The kids section, probably.
That is where it's going.
The truth is, if there is a hot dog on the regular menu, the hot dog is with the sandwiches. It's not with any. It's not with. Certainly not with the soups. It's certainly not with the fish. It is with the sandwiches.
You can
create a compelling argument, but we all just know logically. No one called a hot dog a sandwich until it became a viral question.
Everybody wanted to be smart.
Yeah. Until then, no one called it a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
I think that's not a great list.
Well, it's a perfect list.
That is a terrible
list.
Did they
make a list, or are we only doing the one list?
No, we just critique his list.
Yeah. Okay. Why do you have?
I just came up with mine. Yeah.
Okay.
So number one is definitely the Italian hoagie. I think it is clearly the best hoagie. It is definitely the best sandwich. Like, Italian hoagie, number one.
Well, all right. And you're including sub in that, because in many cities there's no hoagie.
Sure, whatever. Like
it's right.
Roll.
Like,
okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
There you go.
That is an elite sandwich.
Now that's an elite sandwich.
Yeah, that's an elite sandwich.
It's a good sandwich.
I have peanut butter and jelly.
No.
Okay. Okay, and then
hold on. Peanut butter jelly is definitely on the
jelly,
Mount Rushmore.
You're wrong
sandwiches.
About that one. I'm
outvoted, but listen, I don't.
It's probably
use
the first
this.
Sandwich ever.
No, first of all, neither one of you put a hamburger on your.
Well,
Mount
a hamburger's
Rushmore.
Not a sandwich either.
Well, if a hot dog's a sandwich, then
they're their own things. I think a hamburger is its own
this
thing.
Is my
this
point.
Might now see. This is where I jump off the Elliott bus.
Yeah. Well, how's
what
a hamburger
you mean
a
hamburger
sandwich?
Is not a sandwich?
There
what
it is.
Now tell me a hamburger is not on the menu side of sandwiches.
Of course it is.
It
with
is,
the hot
but
dogs.
I just. But it's not.
You
in
got
the
menus piled up too.
It's not in the spirit of what we're talking about.
A hamburger isn't
no,
in the spirit.
No, I don't think it is. Now a chicken hoagie like with chicken cutlets. Those are warm, and I would consider that a sandwich. But I think in
you'll
general,
you consider a chicken cutlet sandwich over a hamburger.
Yes, I would. A sandwich, yeah.
Now, first of all, this is America. It's the number one sandwich in America.
We are the king
of the hamburger in the world.
Look, I'm with you, but I think it's the
take
same category as a hot dog.
Get that jelly off of there.
No.
Get that damn hot dog off of there for sure, and
well,
put
I agree
a burger
with you
on
the hot
there.
Dog.
Okay, I'll give y'all peanut butter and jelly. You put hamburger on there.
No, I don't know. I'm pretty against the hamburger being a sandwich, but... All right. The fourth one for me, this is a bit like a beach sandwich. Like when you eat a sandwich on a beach.
That's not a sandwich.
I know.
It's not a sandwich.
It's more of a sandwich than a hamburger.
No, but
that's a place to eat a sandwich, not the sandwich itself.
You don't catch anyone eating a hamburger on the beach.
Yeah, this isn't the Mount Rushmore of places to eat a sandwich.
But I think a beach sandwich is its own thing. Like it is.
What is it in?
Honestly, it's probably normally turkey with chips on it. It's a great sandwich.
That's why we should have waited until he was out of here.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, a hamburger's absurd.
Now he's bringing
well,
up.
Would you say a cheesesteak's a sandwich?
Yes.
Yes.
I have to think about that one.
And the only reason it's not on the Mount Rushmore is because we included the whole country. But we all know here the cheesesteak.
I think there's something about
should
it
be on the Mount Rushmore sandwiches.
Yeah, it's just not. Not as a country.
I agree
with
you.
In
Philadelphia,
it would be.
Well, I got me over here second guessing myself about this hamburger, and I know damn well that's a sandwich.
Of course, it's a sandwich.
And it's just not a sandwich.
And here's the
Twitter poll.
Real quick thing. Go ahead, Buzz. Get it done.
Don't put my name in it.
Last thing on. It's easier to get an honest.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Because they'll disagree with anything that you said.
Ike says a hamburger's a sandwich. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. That's definitely cheating. Like, it could say, Ike says, a hamburger drove him to work today. Do you believe him?
Yeah.
One thing that's happened in Philadelphia over the last, I think it's the last 20 years, is everybody here has convinced themselves that the real sandwich of Philadelphia is the roast pork sandwich, not the cheesesteak, which is psychotic.
It's a cheesesteak.
It's obviously a cheesesteak. Roast pork sandwich is good, but the real sandwich in Philly is a cheesesteak. Yeah.
Have I ever had a roast pork sandwich?
Well,
I think I won a Glenn's contest. I think I may have had a roast pork sandwich.
I'm sure he's done that. Yes. Well, but people here have convinced themselves of that.
Can I give you a cheesesteak take or no? We'll just move on.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You're killing us. Go ahead.
I think the best version of a cheesesteak is a cheesesteak wrap.
Oh, this you're
cheesesteak wrap?
Yeah,
like you're talking about like a wrap?
Yeah, like a wrap on a cheesesteak. No. I think that's the best version of a cheesesteak. Like the cheesesteak itself. Because you can taste the meat and cheese better on that than you can when it has a huge roll on it. And like the roll dominates the taste.
You got to eat it with the right kind of roll.
Yeah,
None of them are as thin as a wrap. No, the roll is not what makes the sandwich. I think it's a cheesesteak wrap. A cheesesteak wrap, ketchup, mayo, fried onions.
Ketchup!
You don't put ketchup?
Nothing wrong with ketchup.
No.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with ketchup.
I don't eat anything on a cheesesteak sandwich.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Onions and green peppers.
Green peppers.
Green peppers.
Yeah, green peppers.
No,
yeah.
You got to.
I mean, I'm sure it's good,
green peppers.
But it feels wrong.
Well, I'm just telling you what
power
somebody
to you.
Eats mayo and ketchup.
Yeah,
on
well,
a
that's
sandwich.
Way more basic like, than green peppers.
Well, the green peppers.
I'm an onion and green peppers.
I just feel like that's your Ohio coming through, putting the green peppers.
Yeah,
probably
on.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't Jack eat mustard on his?
I don't know.
I think he does.
Yeah, he does. That was a thing a few years ago.
Hold on, sweet peppers.
Yes, sweet peppers
but
fine.
But they're green.
Yes. Well, they're green. Some are green, some are red.
Right.
You're not talking about like green bell peppers
or
whatever.
No, okay. I'm talking about
that makes more sense. Peppers. Okay, yes. That makes more sense.
If you go to other cities, a lot of times what they'll do is, first of all, say cheesesteak sandwich on the menu, and they will put regular green peppers on there, which is always wrong.
That's gross.
Yes. All right.
Green peppers are good, though.
Tasty. Training camp.
Yes.
Seems like Josh Uche has separated himself a bit from the other edges below Jalix and
Nolan
Smith.
Yeah, I mean, interesting what happened today is Jalix Hunt practiced today and Josh Uche was with the first team. Now, I don't think they will. I think snap one, week one, it will be Jalix Hunt out there with Nolan Smith barring an injury. But it was just interesting to see Josh Uche out there today in over Jalix Hunt. Jalix Hunt was with the second team. And Josh Uche has had a good few days of practice. I think he got a slow start to camp. He didn't really stand out the last few days. But I would say in the past three practices, he probably has three sacks, and one of which was a strip fumble. So he's been really good. We got to talk to him 2 days ago. He does seem like you can just... With the rest of the position pretty young, he does come across like a very veteran guy, and it makes sense. He's been through a lot like in his NFL career. He's been traded. He's had good years. He's had bad years. So you can, I think, sense the maturity in him knowing what he's going into. So, yeah, Josh Uche has been awesome. Azeez Ojulari, not so much. He has not really stood out.
Is there a chance he doesn't make the team?
So they gave him $3 million, and I think that guarantees him a roster spot. I think they'd have to trade for somebody in order not to have him, but I think he's not stood out to me. He also, to my eye, doesn't look ultra athletic in person. Like, it looks like he doesn't move well along the edge, in my opinion. Now, he's had sacks in the NFL. He's had success, so maybe it'll, you know, when he plays, he'll be better. But I think Uche's been the clear-cut better of those two.
I find that surprising on Ojulari, actually, because I thought he was going to come in, and he you know, everybody looks good when you get a sack, and he got enough of them with the Giants that when you see it, you're like, oh, this guy has something. But, you know, if you can't, no offense to who's there in camp beneath Jalix Hunt, even including Jalix Hunt, like, if you cannot flash amongst these guys, like, if you can't show some sort of potential amongst these guys, I think that matters.
Well, and I think the Eagles gave, I think Uche got maybe $500,000 or something like that. And Ojulari got $3 million. So they let you know with their wallet who they were more excited about.
Sure.
And clearly, I think Uche has been better.
Yeah, it's hard. And I appreciate all your camp updates because you're out there. You got your eyes on everything. But with this defense, man, Vic, it's hard to, I guess, figure out his coaching method and his madness to what he's doing. Because he'll have one guy go with the first team for a couple days, and the next guy's going.
Well, a great example, not to interrupt, but today, Smile Mondon Jr., the rookie out of Georgia, was with the first team defense, and Jahad Campbell got some reps with the one, but he did some reps with the third team, too. So he does move guys
all around. He moves guys
around,
man,
yeah.
And I'm just going to have to, based off what he did last year, because I got I thought I had a read on something based on what was going on. Then it's like, okay, when we got to the season, when they got to Spain.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Barcelona is in Spain.
It's the kit. I got the Barcelona kit. Yeah. That's probably why it's in here.
Yes. Yeah. But you saw things differently. So I guess I'm going to have to just wait till this thing plays itself out. Because one guy may look like he has the edge, and I don't know what Coach Fangio is actually looking for.
Just ask Devin White how much practice reps matter.
He was with the first team all camp,
then they cut him at the end.
Did he not make it into the season?
No, he did. That's
right. Okay.
He never got active.
He never played.
He was essentially cut.
One of my better predictions was at some point.
He's not going to be here.
I was like, that guy's not going to play a snap.
But I do think Smallmondon Jr. even getting first team reps is pretty impressive. I mean, he was a mid-round pick. He's missed time in camp with an illness. I think if they didn't have Jahad Campbell, and they actually have a ton of linebackers to be excited about, but I think Smallmondon Jr. is a player. I think he will be an NFL starting linebacker. Probably won't be here, but I do think he is a player.
NFL starting linebacker.
I do, yeah. I do.
Well, I don't know. I'm just
after
saying.
Campbell moves
started
to edge.
At Georgia for
after
three.
Campbell moves to edge.
No. Well, you laugh about that, but he is taking snaps at edge now.
Yes, and
some snaps, and he's not doing well with
and
it.
Yeah,
but still.
Vic said he wasn't good at it.
Agreed. They got to coach him up.
Yeah,
I didn't say he'd be an edge this year. Just putting that out there. I said his ultimate home will be edge. But he has been awesome at linebacker,
Leave the edge stuff alone so we can be happy about Jahad Campbell.
We can be happy he can do both.
No. Because when you start throwing the edge stuff out there, you make people think that's what he's doing and that's what he's supposed to be good at. And he struggles at that. He struggled at it in college
which is why he got moved. Yep, 100%.
He is a great off-the-ball linebacker that can run sideline to sideline. Uh-huh. I'm just saying where he flashes.
No, yeah. I agree.
He flashes at his natural position.
Correct, but I think where they ultimately want him is at edge. But regardless, he has been awesome at linebacker. Like he has been better.
Guess what? They're going to find out.
No,
ultimately,
maybe they will. You're right.
Because you can say you want somebody to be somewhere, but if he's not, if it's not natural to him,
I agree.
And he plays faster playing this way.
He might stay at linebacker because he's not good at edge. I agree with you on that. But I think
I didn't say that. I didn't say he wasn't good at edge. I just said he's a better off-the-ball linebacker.
Right now, I would agree with that.
He's not an outside pass rusher. And there's a difference. There's a difference of having raw athletic ability and just rushing outside versus having pass rushing
moves. No, I agree
moves,
with all that, yeah.
Using your hands, having a counter move.
100%.
Those are things that pass rushers have in their repertoire.
And he does not have that. I agree with you on that.
Okay.
And they would have to coach him to be an edge rusher. I agree with you. We can move on from that.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
As a linebacker.
I love the kid.
No, but, let me tell you.
Yes.
With, you know, the loss of Chauncey, I think people have talked about with, you know, the physicality and all. Jahad, I don't think, has Chauncey's personality, to be clear. But Jahad,
that's okay.
Jahad does things in practice that I'm surprised someone on the offense hasn't hit him yet. Just because he is...
I remember when you said he hit Goddard.
He hit Goddard. He got up on Saquon. Yesterday, you know, Anaya Smith, who's like my size, so it's, you know, it's easy to do. But like Jahad Campbell picked him up at the end of a pass that he knocked out and then like put him down. I like it, and I think Jahad is going to hit somebody in a game this year that's going to get people really excited. I'm just a little surprised in practice the offensive players haven't been like, all right, man, you know, we get you want to make a thing, but we're six-year veterans that are all pros. Like, don't hit us in practice.
Yeah. You made the team. You're first round.
Yeah, the good news, you're going to start too. So.
Well, I tell you what, all it takes is for somebody over there to get irritated.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we haven't had a fight yet.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
I mean, he knocked Goddard to the ground. I was just surprised no one got up and hit him.
A.J. Brown, hamstring issue. I saw what Garofalo said, that it wasn't, he didn't think it was serious.
Yeah, I mean, A.J.'s been out there every day. He's moving around. He's not practicing, but I feel like normally if an injury's bad, the guy's not out there, or just like the demeanor is different. He looks fine. The day I would put on it is Saturday. So they're out there tomorrow. They don't practice Wednesday because they play, or they have a walkthrough on Wednesday. They play on Thursday. They're off Friday. Saturday would be the first day where if he's not out there, then he's clearly dealing with something. But they have a full month. I mean, it's a month until from today, actually.
Yeah,
from,
I just don't like soft tissue injuries.
Yeah.
It also prevents him from a cardio standpoint.
Yeah.
It prevents him from being in that sort of shape that you would want him to be
in. And he missed time last year with the hamstring. He had the knee issue in the playoffs. So not great.
All right. Well, great job, Elliot.
Wow.
As always.
Now? Okay.
Well... We're gonna do this on the air?
Like, no, I'm just surprised. Yeah.
I don't know. Do
it just flies by. It flies by.
You got anything else you want to throw out
there? Yeah. Anything else? Anything else?
Oh, how about Reed? Not Reed. Cooper.
So here's
talking about Cooper at safety.
Here's an interesting dynamic, and you have this in my head. If Cooper is the starting safety next year, is he currently taking his podcast mate's job?
Oh yeah, he would.
Oh yeah.
Right? What happens to the pod?
Yeah,
what happens to the exciting?
Might not be
exciting
so exciting
mics?
When Reed's playing in Buffalo, and yeah.
Who's the white guy that's going to take Reed Blankenship's pod spot in the pod?
Well, hold on, fellas.
Yeah,
they can still do the pod.
Well, they could. They do it together, though.
How does Travis and Jason do it?
They do it virtually. Yeah.
Although
like,
I guess it's also called exciting mics.
Yes. So it doesn't have to be a white guy.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, it's not called the exciting whites.
Well, we don't need to get squeezed.
I'm gonna stay out of that.
Yeah, okay.
We don't need to get squeezed out of that.
All I want to let Cooper know is I am a white guy.
You're available.
I am exciting.
Talk Jalen with him for 45 minutes every pod.
It doesn't say exciting football players. And that's all I'm saying. There's a new Go Birds pod in their feed right now.
Correct. The post practice pod is out. So go into more details about today.
Okay, so there is a post-practice pod every day, and in addition to Go Birds Daily, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts. Great job, as always, Elliot.
Fun times.
We'll have to check in with you. Well, you'll be here tomorrow, so you can give your Phillies Mount Rush. Tomorrow's Phillies Mount Rush.
Oh, God.
Everyone waits to see.
Can't wait. Mike Schmidt,
the greatest Philly and greatest third baseman
now,
of all time.
Now, he's a Philly. I will say that. He is a Philly.
Yeah,
he's a Philly.
All right.
Surprised. Is Carlton a Philly or is he a Cardinal?
Well, I found out last year, apparently he's not, because I put him on, everyone lost their mind.
No, they didn't lose their mind.
Yeah, no one even
Carlton
pretended like
there.
He would belong.
No, that is not what happened.
It is not what happened.
All right. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls on the Phils and the Eagles. Coming up next, two separate athlete versus podcaster wars.
It's a lot of that going
on. Yeah, I like it. I like it. We're making our name for ourselves. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.